Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
Kehlani and Folded on B96. It's the Rhythm of Chicago. It's Moog and Carla Mornings. Moog, no Carla today, but Ahmad the Amazing is here, and we want to know whose ex reappeared after the longest time. 877-591-9696, meaning you had been broken up for how many years, and then all of a sudden you got a friend request on Facebook, maybe even a text. Maybe they still had the same number. You still had the same number. How long? Who heard from an ex that had just, you thought they were long gone into the past, and then, ba-doop, notification. 877-591-9696, because this has happened to Ahmad.
Oh, man. This weekend was my 6-year anniversary. We were all lovey-dovey.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Six years is pretty serious.
We've been through a lot together, including a crazy ex who can't leave me alone.
Oh.
So periodically throughout our relationship, this guy would like hit me up and be like, hey, how are you? I saw your mom posted on Facebook that your little sister is doing well in track.
Oh.
Like a creeper. Like, it got to the point where I cursed him out on the phone.
Oh. Did you? That's hard to imagine.
It's just, I know, right? Because I'm so chill. But he took me to that point.
Yeah.
And so we're chilling for our anniversary. And we're like on the beach. And I get a text that just says, happy anniversary. And I'm like, oh, thank you so much. And he goes, do you know who this is?
Oh, no.
And then I go like, I don't know, no. And it's, oh, it's blank. I was just checking in on you. Oh. I don't want to be with you. I just want to say that I'm happy for you and that you found someone and yada, yada, yada. I looked at that. I showed it to my boyfriend. We both laughed and moved on.
Okay, I'm glad that he can laugh at it.
Yeah.
But to see that it's your anniversary on social media.
Right.
And then go, this is the day.
He wasn't doing that with, like, good intentions.
Right.
At all.
Yeah.
Like, you can't fool me. Like, oh, I just want to make sure you're doing good and all that crap. I think he's just miserable and wants to insert himself.
Some people just want to, like, need to stay in the past and they don't get it.
Exactly.
Man,
and I hated that guy.
I'm glad that it didn't ruin your anniversary. I'm glad that it didn't start some sort of thing.
No, not at all. He knows I would never go back to that guy.
Well, yeah.
Ever.
And that was how long ago? At least 6 years.
That I dated this guy?
Yeah.
10 years, actually.
10 years?
A whole decade.
You're 27, so this is like high school.
Yeah, high school
guy. A high school ex.
One of my first boyfriends.
That makes it somehow weirder.
Yeah.
Like, you're from high school.
And the thing is, he was like almost like low-key a bully. Like, we were in theater together, and he was like the theater manager, and he always picked on me. And then he'd like come back and be like, I just had to teach you a lesson. Like, I hated this guy.
Okay.
It was one of those things where, like, we're in a small town, we're both gay, like, okay, I guess we're boyfriends. He couldn't let it go.
877-591-9696. Whose ex reappeared after the longest period of time? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, good morning. My name is Anna. I'm calling from Hanover Park.
Okay.
Mine reappeared after 10 years as well. Mm. And this was a first love. This was like 5 years ago. It was in a very, very weird way. All of a sudden I got a voicemail on my phone, and it was from jail.
Okay. So what, were you just the only number that he remembered? He knew it by heart?
No, like, I was like, what in the world? And like, I asked one of my friends who happened to be a lawyer, and she found out like what happened and everything. And of course I couldn't call him back, so I had to wait until he called me again.
Wait, what was he in jail for?
Like, it ended up, the case got dropped after a year, but it was like something about like attempted break-in of an ex. His girlfriend at the time that he left me for.
Wow.
Karma. Karma, karma, karma.
So, wait, did you end up talking to him?
I mean, we were friends, so I was like, all right. But, like, we became friends. after that situation because I felt bad.
Not you backsliding.
Yeah.
No, I'm married and everything. Like, no.
Okay. Wait, you were like married that. When you became friends with this?
Yeah, my husband understood. Like, I was like, it was nothing. It was a childhood thing. Like, nothing serious.
Your husband is confident.
Yeah.
I mean, plus, I wasn't going to go see him. Like, it was nothing like right. that.
No
like,
conjugal visits.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Birthday.
Yeah.
You call me on my birthday, call me on like random like holidays. And I'm like, really? And my friends would be like, if he really wanted to, he would. I'm like, yeah, you're right, I
That's
guess.
That's crazy. They always think like a holiday or a significant date is their like little way this to creep the, back
yeah,
in.
It's not a good in. Especially not an anniversary. Wow. Well, you know what? I'm glad that it wasn't your house that he tried to break into. And are you still in contact with this ex?
No. He's married. Like, I mean, we have a mutual friend. So, like, I do see his stuff on Facebook. He's married. Like, I'm happy for him. I mean, good for him. I'm glad he found somebody.
Yeah, no joke.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Anna. Thank you so much for that story.
Yeah. Stay safe. Check in with us.
I love listening to you guys. I hope you guys have a great day.
Thank you. We love you, too. Have a great day.
We love you, too.
877-591-9696. Whose ex reappeared after the longest time? All right, so this was... Anna's was a full decade, 10 years, and then he called her from jail.
Insane.
Who has got a better story than that?
We'll see.
Challenge is out there. 877-591-9696. V96 with Moog and Carla Morning. So Moog and Ahmad the Amazing, Ahmad the Amazing's ex, hit him up after like what you said nearly a decade.
A decade, yeah.
To say happy anniversary and just be weird.
A weirdo, straight up weirdo.
So our question at 877-591-9696 is whose ex reappeared after the longest amount of time? Eddie and Ravenswood, freshly back from a wedding in Texas.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back.
Thank you for having me back, sir. See, I got the Southern in me all of a sudden.
Do you have an accent now? Give us your best Texas.
Well, I had to get the spicy ketchup from the Whataburger. delicious.
I give you a 5 out of 10.
Yeah,
Eddie.
I mean, Ahmad moved here from Texas. that wasn't the best Texas. But anyway.
Good shot.
It's not why you're here. So... what ex reappeared and how long was it? And then why did they reappear?
All right. So this ex and I dated for about 2 years. This is about 15 years ago. I actually moved out part-time to DeKalb because that's where she lived. For those of you that don't know, DeKalb is like about 90 miles west of Chicago.
Yeah. So this is pretty serious if you move there.
Yeah, and she even had kids, and they were young, so, you know, being papa a little early on in my dating life.
Yeah.
But anyways, we shared two great Thanksgiving meals together. She had a great cranberry sauce recipe. Mm-hmm. After we broke up, about 7 years passed, she didn't reach out to me. I was the ex that actually reached out to her. I was really missing this cranberry sauce recipe.
Were you missing the cranberry sauce?
Or something else?
You know, the gravy just wasn't doing it for me anymore, so I needed some cranberry sauce. So.
Fair. I'm not going to lie, Eddie. I'm a canned cranberry guy, so this sauce must have been really good.
It was some of the most freshly made... the cranberry sauce I've ever had in my life. You know, fresh cranberries and the whole kit and caboodle was delicious.
So you hit her up and we're like, look, I know it's been 7 years, but I really would love to make some of that cranberry sauce. Was this fully about the cranberry sauce, or were you like, I'm in a lonely season, maybe I can hit her up and see what life is like?
Yeah.
You know, not as spicy as we all want it to be, but it was really just about the cranberry sauce.
Did you actually get the recipe from her?
I did get the recipe, and I actually wrote it down, so I don't have to reach out to her again. But we do kind of contact each other on and off. She shares some stories about her kids, how she's doing with her now husband. You know, just, we're actually friends now.
No, yes. You know what? I get that. I've got, like, I don't know if I would say full-on, like, ex-girlfriends, but, like, people I dated way back a decade plus ago that, like, you know, we went on some dates or whatever, but we're still on Facebook and I see their, you know, husbands and kids and stuff, and I'm nice. Sure they see mine, and we just go like and then move on with our lives.
Exactly. Yeah. Doesn't have to end all bad.
No, not at all. Not at all. Never.
Well, now I kind of want in on this cranberry sauce recipe.
I mean, hitting you up in November, yeah. Eddie, for sure.
All right. Sounds good, guys. I'll definitely share it with you. If not, I'll reach back out to her.
All right. Appreciate you, Eddie. Welcome back. I'm glad you made it home safely.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right. You too. It's B96.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.